Welcome to Kaboom, where every episode sends your whole family on a new adventure. I'm Sam Payne.
And I'm Brian Tanner, and today we have something special for you. It is the first episode of an audio adventure series called Left Arm Treasure Society from our friends at GZM Shows. They are the creators of 6 Minutes, and they are the same team that we worked with to make our adventure series Treasure Island 2020.
What's in store today? Well, when 13-year-old Jonas moves into his late Grandpa Sam's house in Chicago, he stumbles upon a cryptic recording hinting at a tale of lost treasure, an extraordinary baseball card collection that could be worth millions. Jonas and his new friends must uncover clues, revealing secrets buried for 60 years, and even find themselves going head-to-head with a curse.
It's really wonderful. And you know, Sam, on our Kaboom episodes, we always try to have lots of great adventure, but we try to have real emotion and great characters and have a lot of heart too. And I think that's what this series did.
And after you listen to the special presentation of Left Arm Treasure Society here in this feed, be sure to search for Imagination Amplified, GZM's new hub for audio adventures. For more, that's Imagination Amplified. And for more of their great shows, and to listen early and ad-free, visit gzmshows.com.
And now, Kaboom presents GZM Shows Left Arm Treasure Society, Episode 1, The Treasure.
October 1965, the Los Angeles Dodgers win the World Series. And in Chicago, four intrepid friends dub themselves the Left Arm Treasure Society to honor their hero, Sandy Koufax, nicknamed the Left Arm of God.
Abel, you out there?
We're right here, Samo.
Yeah.
The mic is here too.
Boo!
Don't be so jumpy, Sam. Where's your sister?
Right behind me. Sarah, come on.
I'm coming. But you could have at least given me a boost first.
Shh. You'll wake Mom and Dad. Gotcha.
Oh, thanks, Abel.
Yeah, anytime, sport. Can we please get out of the rain? My recorder is gonna be ruined.
You knew it was gonna storm. Why'd you bring it?
Abel sounded the left arm alarm. Figured it must be important. Is it?
I'll tell you once we're in the treehouse.
Sarah, come on.
You look like a pack of wet dogs. Here, dry yourselves off.
Thanks.
Mikey, grab the box from the hidden compartment.
You're bringing out the box?
Hang on. Let me start the recording.
Together, the four of them, Abel, Mikey, my grandpa Sam, and his little sister, my great aunt Sarah, amassed one of the greatest baseball card collections the world had ever seen. Rare editions, rookie cards, and even autographs of the greats. Jackie, the Mick, Willie, and Sandy himself.
I'm gonna go ahead and call this emergency meeting of the Left Arm Treasure Society to order.
What's the emergency?
Gentlemen, Sarah, my dad got a job back east. I'm leaving town, end of the week.
And you're just telling us now, Abel?
Yeah, I'm just telling you now.
What about the treasure? Are we gonna split up the collection?
Mikey's right. We don't even know which cards belong to who anymore.
I got the Sandy autograph. He wrote back to me.
Sarah, cool it.
I'm not taking anything with me. The treasure stays with the society. Hang on. Hello? Is someone out there?
Who would be outside the treehouse in a storm?
Never mind. So listen, I had this idea. Before I leave, we hide the collection. Make it real hard to find.
Like a reverse treasure hunt.
Bingo. Except each of us designs our own piece of the puzzle, and we don't share it with anyone, not even each other. Which means?
Means we can only find it when we're all together again.
There we go. That front door was sticking even when I was a kid. 100 years ago. Oh, Dad.
Signal's pretty dicey, Mom.
That's not all that's dicey. Come on in, Jonas!
Whoa.
Well, welcome home.
Okay.
Remind me to put flickering lights on the list of things to fix.
Are you sure Grandpa Sam was still living here? Feels like it's been abandoned for a long time.
Your grandfather didn't get a lot of visitors the last couple of years.
Including us.
I know. Here, help me open this window, get some air in here.
Okay. Hey, is that a picture of Grandpa Sam and me?
From when he came to see you play t-ball. He was so proud. Ready? One, two, three. Ha-ha, we got it.
Oh! Add a window to the list, too.
Whew, it's gonna be a long list. You're now officially the fourth generation Friedland to live here.
Not my last name.
You're my son, which means you're a Friedland, whether you like it or not. I'll give your dad a call and let him know we made it. What time is it in California?
Hello?
Hey, it's me.
Huh. Something's sticking up under this rug. Loose floorboard? Mom!
Hang on, I'm just talking to your dad. Yeah.
Mom! Add loose floorboard to the list!
Jonas? Jonas!
I'm okay. But Mom, you're never gonna believe what's down here.
GZM Shows presents The Left Arm Treasure Society, an audio mystery adventure for the whole family. Episode 1, The Treasure.
Down here! Oh. Hey, Mom. I fell through the floor.
Oh, I noticed.
But the floor didn't break. It was like a trap door. What is this? Some kind of secret basement room?
Wasn't here when I was a kid, as far as I know. What do you see down there?
Bunch of boxes. There are these weird maps all over the walls.
Maps? I don't know what your grandfather was doing down there, but best to leave it alone. Here, give me your hand.
Thanks. Mom, before he died, did Grandpa Sam say he was looking for something?
The man always had his secrets, Jono. The life of a police detective, I guess. Anyway, I'll go through all those boxes down there. Eventually.
I can help.
You've got enough going on. The house is my project.
Does it feel strange to be in here without your dad?
It does. But also, I kinda do feel him. All around us.
Yeah, me too.
Hey, don't think you're going to be stuck in this old house until school starts. You've got tryouts for that travel baseball team, and you get to start bar mitzvah lessons.
Yay.
Do me a favor, though. If you see any more hidden trap doors, try to avoid...
Hello.
Oh! Sorry, I didn't know there was someone here.
Yeah, Sam's daughter, huh?
Whew, that's right. Meredith Friedland Esposito. And you are... I mean, besides standing in my living room.
I'm Mrs. Kalshit, your neighbor, two doors down.
Oh, great to meet you. You brought us a pizza? That's...
No, my dinner.
Your dinner, of course. Can we help you with something?
Well, the door was unlocked. No, I was walking by and I thought I heard a ruckus.
A ruckus? No ruckuses here. Just checking out the house.
Well, this is your son?
What? Who are you? How did you get in here?
Is that supposed to be a joke?
Guess not. Yes, this is my son, Jonas. Jonas, Mrs. Cowshed.
Is there a husband in the picture?
There is indeed.
Well, I didn't see him when you moved in.
Okay, well, lovely to meet you, Mrs. K. I've got lots of cleaning to do, so Enjoy your pizza.
No balls in my yard, Jonas. Lulu doesn't like strangers.
Lulu?
Your grandfather asked too many questions. I hope you know better.
She seems great.
You don't have to wait, Mom. I'll text you when the tryouts are over.
Good luck!
Hey, rookie! Hustle up. I need someone to throw with before tryouts start.
Okay. Hi.
Hi. Put on your glove and we'll start clothes tossing.
I'm Jonas Esposito. I just moved here from...
Sophie Broder. Talk what you throw. I gotta warm up my arm.
Okay. Are you a pitcher?
Catcher?
Right. Didn't notice the shin guards. I play short, mostly.
Cool. So, where do you live?
My mom got a new job here, so we moved to Oak Park. North Ridgeland Avenue.
That's not far from me. Hey, CJ! Carter, this is a new infielder, Jonas. Oak Park.
Hey!
Yo!
Hey, assuming you make the team, we're gonna go to the field tomorrow and take batting practice. You wanna come?
That sounds good, but I think I have some bar mitzvah lesson thing.
You're Jewish?
Half. On my mom's side.
You taking lessons from Rabbi Dan?
I don't know. Why?
Just curious.
Hey, you ever hear of houses with trap doors?
Look out! Whoa. That ball almost took your head off.
Sorry, guys. I don't know how that happened.
I didn't even see it coming. Did you just save my life?
Yeah. Guess that means we're bonded now. Give me your phone.
Why?
Give it to me. I'm adding you to my text chain with CJ and Carter.
We hit dingers?
Only one rule of the chain. Text anytime for anything.
Okay, sounds good.
You all right, rookie?
Yeah, it's just been an intense couple of days.
Jonas Esposito, grab a bat.
Go get him, rookie.
That coach said you did great at tryouts.
He had to say that. He almost killed me. But I did play pretty great.
I know. I secretly stayed and watched from behind the dugout.
You don't think I saw you there?
Ugh, can't get anything past you these days. Anyway, they're gonna let you know by the end of the week.
I hope I make the team. I think I have a friend already.
Oh, yeah? Was it, that girl I saw you throwing with?
Sophie. Anyway, I'm going up the shower. Assuming there's actually hot water.
Maybe you should wait.
Why?
Well, I mean, you never know if someone might show up or...
Why are you being weird, Mom? Well, weirder than usual.
No reason.
Who is that?
Come in!
Whoa.
Sophie?
Hi. Come on in, guys! I brought Carter and CJ with me.
Holy haunted house. It's exactly like I imagined it.
Carter!
Hi. I'm Carter Kwan. First base. Big for my age.
And I'm CJ, starting pitcher.
Nice to meet you all.
Did you know they were coming?
I may have spoken to Sophie's dad at tryouts and suggested she and her friends stop over for some deep dish pizza.
We just call it pizza here.
Seriously, Mom? You scheduled a play date?
Be back soon. Have fun.
Okay. Welcome, I guess.
I didn't know you moved into Sergeant Sam's house.
CJ!
What?
Sergeant Sam?
Yeah. That's what we called the old guy who lived here.
CJ, look at the pictures on the wall.
Sergeant Sam is your grandpa.
Was my grandpa.
Oh, man. Sorry.
Yeah, sorry.
Why did you call him that? Sophie?
Well, I mean, he always seemed like he was trying to solve mysteries. Like, he was the kind of guy who show up in some park with a shovel or...
Or have a secret trapdoor to a secret room in his basement?
No way! Like a horror movie? What's down there?
You wanna see?
Yes!
No. Check it out.
Whoa. How do we get down there?
In my experience, you just fall!
Me next! Come on, CJ!
Just climb down.
I'll stay up here to make sure you three can get back up.
Your loss. This is pretty crazy down here. What's with all the maps of the city?
Looks like he made notes all over them.
Yeah. Mom said Grandpa Sam had secrets. What's this?
Some kind of ancient tape recorder?
L-A-T-S, September 17th, 1965. Whoa.
Here, I think you put the tape on it like that, and then you push this button?
I'm gonna go ahead and call this emergency meeting of the Left Arm Treasure Society to order.
Left Arm Treasure Society?
Gentlemen, Sarah, my dad got a job back here.
Sarah.
I'm leaving town. End of the week. And you're just telling us now, Abel?
I think that's my Grandpa Sam's voice. When he was around our age. And his little sister, my great-aunt Sarah.
Are we gonna split up the collection?
What kind of collection?
Mikey's right. We don't even know which cards belong to who anymore.
I got the Sandy autograph.
Baseball cards?
He wrote back to me.
Sarah, cool it. I'm not taking anything with me. The treasure...
Rare baseball cards.
...stays with the society. So listen, I have this idea. We hide the collection. Make it real hard to find.
Like... a reverse treasure hunt.
Did she say Bingo. Treasure hunt?
Except each of us designs our own piece of the puzzle.
Puzzle?
Don't share it with anyone. Not even each other. Which means?
Means we can only find it when we're all together again.
The tape ends there.
So they hid a treasure of baseball cards?
Really old baseball cards from the 60s.
Those could be worth a fortune today.
Grandpa Sam was definitely not rich.
But they talked about getting back together. They must have found it at some point, sold it, or whatever, right? Jonas?
You guys said my grandpa was always wandering around the neighborhood. Like, he was looking for something. And, I mean, look at the maps on the wall. Do you think the treasure's still out there?
Whoa!
You're meeting your instructor in batting cage 3.
Is that him? Wow, he's raking.
You think so?
That's like 5 line drives in a row.
Hello.
Hey, you must be Jonas. I'm Rabbi Dan.
I'm sorry, what?
Dan? Your instructor?
My hitting instructor is a rabbi?
No, your bar mitzvah instructor is a baseball player.
Was. I made it all the way to AA, Quad City River Bandits, before the knee gave out. Decided to go in a different direction.
The rabbi direction?
That's right.
Mom, was this a setup?
Of course it was, but it wasn't my idea.
I heard you were a player, and I figured this would be a good spot for our first meeting. My office has a lot of big books, and most of them open in the opposite direction. It can be... intimidating.
I'll leave you two to chat. Nice meeting you, Rabbi.
You too, Meredith.
So, do I still get the hit?
I mean, we are at a batting cage.
But this is a Hebrew lesson.
It's just a meet and greet. I like to think of our lessons as comprehensive. Not just Torah, but mind, body, heart. Sorry about your grandfather. He was a solid dude, gave a lot to the community.
Thanks.
Go ahead, get in the cage. Here's your helmet.
Okay.
We'll start medium speed.
Rabbi? Can I ask you a question?
I'd be disappointed if you didn't.
Do you believe the past can be trying to tell us something?
That's a heavy question for day one. I guess my answer would be that for me, the past isn't, well, past.
What does that mean?
It means, in Jewish learning, we believe that past, present, future, they're all happening at the same time, all the time.
I'm not sure I understand.
Nice swing. It's a tricky concept. I mean, kind of like hitting a curveball is tricky, okay? The goal is to make contact, right? But to do that, you gotta see how the ball came out of the pitcher's hand, then see where it is, and then figure out where it's going once it breaks. Past, present, future. The trick is to have your bat on the very spot where they come together.
Okay.
Keep that back elbow up. Stride all the way through. There you go. See? You're learning already.
Jonas?
I'm back here in the yard. Thanks for coming over tonight.
Where's your mom?
She'd have worked dinner. What did you guys tell your parents?
I said we had to go hang with the new kid again.
And that worked?
Once I told them you were studying for your bar mitzvah, they liked that.
You have a backyard in the city? Score!
It's about a tenth of the size I had before, but I'll take it.
Our apartment has a balcony. It's a pretty sweet view.
So what's the deal, Jonas? You find more of your grandfather's tapes?
No, but I was thinking about what we heard in the last one. They were in a treehouse, right? And it sounded like it was close to my grandpa's house.
Okay.
Here's a flashlight. You see any trees in this yard?
There's a bush.
Exactly. Now what else do you see?
Giant oak tree, two doors down. Gotcha.
Thanks.
Remind me again why we couldn't just knock on the front door.
And say what? We think there might be clues to a crazy treasure in your backyard?
And I met Miss Kalashed, who lives here. She warned me not to ask too many questions, like my grandpa.
What do you think that meant?
Come on, Jonas.
Now what? I don't see a treehouse up there. Do you?
No. But I do see old ladder rungs on the side of the tree.
I'm on it.
You sure? Seems like you've been doing a lot of falling lately.
I'm good.
What do you see up there?
There was definitely an old treehouse hidden in the branches.
Any clues?
No, I don't see... The secret compartment. Past, present, future.
Someone's coming out of the house!
What do you mean someone's coming out of the house? Miss Kalshed.
What do we do?
Maybe we can just talk to her and explain that we...
Dog!
Lulu.
Run! Come on, Jonas!
Guys!
Come on, let's go!
Hey, guys! Oh, great. So much for we hit Dinger's loyalty. Hey there, Lulu. Nice Rottweiler. I'm your neighbor, Joe.
Let go of my leg. Ow.
Yes, I'm free.
Jonas, hurry up, man.
I thought it was about to be a meal. Where's Sophie?
Ringing the doorbell to save her butt. Again.
You're alive, Jonas. Mission accomplished.
What did you say when she answered the door?
Told her I was looking for my new friend Jonas. She told me I was at the wrong house, and that if I didn't leave her property, she'd call the police.
So sweet.
You okay?
Barely. But look what I found up on that tree. In the secret compartment.
Home plate? It's a home plate from a baseball field.
A really old one.
You think it's a clue?
I think it might be. Check out the bottom.
What does that say? O-A...
Oak Park! It must have been home plate at Oak Park. But what does that mean?
Why don't we go find out? Let's leave our bikes here and head for the field.
Was it supposed to rain tonight?
I don't think so.
Come on, over here.
There's already a home plate. What do we do?
I think we move it and dig.
What happens if someone breaks the pact? What if one of us decides to find the treasure on their own?
I'm glad you asked, Sam. That's what the curse is for.
Did you say curse? Like, witches?
Curses are all over the Bible, too.
You really think they're real?
Anything's real if you believe in it, Sammo.
Okay. What do we do?
Hands together on the box, and repeat after me.
We found something! It's a box!
Ah! We gotta get out of here!
We'll bring the box back to my house.
Go!
We
the Left Arm Treasure Society of 1965.
We, the Left Arm Treasure Society of 1965,
do hereby curse anyone who might seek out this treasure without his or her fellow society members.
Do hereby curse anyone who might
Grandpa,
seek out this treasure.
Grandpa, did you want me to find your treasure? Huh? Brakes aren't working. Come on.
And if anyone outside the circle were to go looking,
come on.
May they too be cursed.
Come on.
Forever. Forever.
Shh, it's starting.
GZM shows. Imagination amplified.